You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. It is Fri-yay, we like to say around here. It's, oh, there it is. Thank you, Fri-yay. Thank you, Boomer, with the applause. Yeah, so Friday, welcome to it. You've got the weekend ahead of you, so we're glad to be here with you on a Friday afternoon. And Boomer's on the board, obviously. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey.
Good?
Good. Friday.
All day long.
All day. It's That's Friday.
Right, which means tomorrow is Saturday.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. She has been overdue for a return, but our good friend Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute, has been traveling the last few Fridays, and she's back in the hopper. So we got 4 o'clock today, Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute. We're going to be talking with her about some questions about policy and where we see things going on stuff like school choice. In the meantime, we've also got a triple dipper, bar none. So hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, 3 stories, 3 themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So yeah, number one, out the gate, we're going to talk about it in detail. Hunter hunts a new deal. Hunter Biden hunts a new deal. You see what I did there, the wording? It's very clever. Anyway, Hunter Biden is, I said on another show yesterday, the worst thing that ever happened to Hunter Biden was his dad running for president. Because no longer could he hide, and it's all coming unraveled. We're going to talk about this in detail. What does it mean? And a few things that broke today, even, that seem to indicate that there's more to this story still yet to come. So, number one, Hunter hunts a new deal. Number two, home fries. Got to cook up a batch of home fries. Every once in a while, you look around and realize how much news there is in and around your own backyard. Right here in Alabama, what do we got? We're going to have a whole smattering of home fries. We'll cook that up. Number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, social contagion. What is that? Well, a contagion, typically speaking, is a disease. What happens when it's socialized, when it's something that is just running through culture? Well, I took that phrase directly out of the lead story when a young lady testified as to what it's been like for her since she was transitioned as a teenager and is now trying to get her life back as a 20-something-year-old. And she claimed, this is a social contagion that is ruining lives. We're going to talk about that in detail. Number three, triple dipper, social contagion. All right, let me jump over to my comments. I will remind you, by the way, and we're so proud of it and thank you, thankful for it, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of medical clinics all across North Alabama with locations in like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, and then 5 locations around the Birmingham area to include their newest ones in Chelsea and Hoover. Southern Immediate Care is a sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue every single day, and we are glad to have them on the team. All right, so let me jump in here. So I'm dating myself a bit here. Did you ever watch some of the old black and white sitcoms? Things like Andy Griffith, the Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, man, I did. All the time. Classic humor. Timeless characters. You remember on Andy Griffith, the 2 old sisters who had the moonshine still? Andy and Barney could never figure out where Otis the town drunk kept getting his liquor. Well, it was Papa's recipe for medicinal purposes only, you understand. But then, of course, there was also the Beverly Hillbillies. Granny had her still, was always on the lookout for the revenuers, those government men. Government men going to swoop in and put the kibosh on her moonshining. Well, that stuff was real, though. I mean, get down to it. It just is. Not far from where I live is the Talladega Super Speedway. Part of the history of NASCAR was the boys that would soup up their old sedans, fill them up with home brew, and outrun the law on the back roads. There's a road that I know of not far from where I live here in North Alabama called 6-Foot Road. 6-Foot Road. Legend has it that years ago it was the hub for a bunch of good old boys in the shine business. And if you were found out there when you weren't supposed to be, you could end up 6 foot under, if you know what I mean. I got a friend who spent a number of years in state law enforcement. He busted many a moonshine operation. And there was one moonshining family up here in northeast Alabama that was so well known, they actually had a drive-through window on the old shack in the woods. The family name is still pretty well known. I'm not going to mention it on the radio, but they knew my law enforcement friend by name, too. So, yeah, revenuers, the G-men, government boys. But that was also related to illegal activity, moonshining. In the end, it makes sense that law enforcement, the government, if you will, would go after what is actually illegal. That's what they're there for, right? But what if the G-men wanted to come and get into your business without any indications of illegal activity? No probable cause, no warrants, no court of law intervening to ensure you have due process. What if the IRS, the revenuers, could just snoop through your records and see every one of your ATM transactions? Every time you bought milk and bread, every time you went out to dinner, every time you used your credit card or put money in a savings account or planned for your retirement. Well, that's exactly what the IRS wants, and they want it badly. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, appointed under Biden, said recently, the IRS has been woefully underfunded. They need more auditors. And you may recall the world sat up and took notice when the Biden spending extravaganza upfunded the IRS to the tune of billions of dollars with the intent of hiring upwards of 87,000 new IRS agents. Because, so they say, there's so many evil rich people avoiding paying their fair share. I mean, it's so many of them. It's going to take that many new rookie agents to get a handle on it. So Yellen and Biden told us that if you make less than $400,000 annually, you got nothing to worry about. Except when the Heritage Foundation ran the numbers, they found that would also mean a 30-fold increase in such audits would still not even yield the results that Biden and Yellen claim. In essence, the only way to hit the numbers they want to hit is to come after all of us. Add to that the fact that Congress has expressed alarm at the fact that the IRS has spent over $10 million on weapons and tactical gear just since Biden took office. Wow. When you read that in conjunction with the 87,000 new IRS agents, you get a really strong sense that something's not adding up at all. So Yellen and Biden, they're firm believers that the IRS should have mandatory reporting from your bank. And even the lowest level deposits and transactions, you get a refund from Amazon, you report it. Deposit that $50 your friend repaid you, report it. Spend $75 on your daughter's birthday present, report it. And pray tell, what would they do with this increased information? Ostensibly, it's so they can plus up their revenues to allow the government, in Secretary Yellen's words, to be more productive. But it wasn't so long ago that a friend of mine right here in Alabama was the target of a weaponized IRS. In 2011, Becky Gerritsen, who's been on this show many times, who now runs the Eagle Forum, a nonprofit conservative policy group, Becky was the head of the Wetumpka Tea Party. They applied for a 501c3 status, and it was delayed, and then it was denied, simply because an Obama bureaucrat named Lois Lerner had chosen to run her office partisan in manner. My friend Becky, she wound up making national news when she testified before Congress. More recently, I had another friend on the show. Her name is Bunny Pounds, and she's the president of a Christian nonprofit called Christians Engaged out in Texas. It's designed to encourage Christians to be more active in politics and community efforts. They don't name parties. They just encourage Christians to get involved. But the IRS originally denied her a nonprofit status because, in writing, they said that Bible studies are more often affiliated with Republicans, and therefore her group was considered partisan. It took threats of legal action to get the IRS to back off their position. So what would the IRS do if they could access everything with no cause? If someone's cheating on their taxes and they have probable cause to believe so, then it's already a crime. Just go subpoena the records. But if they can access your data whenever they want to, from whomever they want to, without any protections or knowledge on your own, and then combine that with their history of abusive processes and the increase their enforcement arm is going to have with new weapons and tactical gear, we would be looking at unprecedented levels of government retaliation against everyday citizens for reasons that unelected bureaucrats have a beef with at the time. You don't like the look of that series of legal deposits in your account? I'm sorry, we're going to have to audit your whole life. Don't like the political stance of your business? I'm sorry, you appear to be in jeopardy of losing your business license for partisan activities. Buy too many gun supplies? Scrutiny. You must be a militia man planning on an insurrection. Donate to certain charities? We're going to have to investigate those charities while we're at it. Look, all the jokes about revenuers, those were tongue-in-cheek. Andy Griffith stuff, because most folks know the law is the law. But Biden has made this a whole new ballgame. We're looking at an unprecedented invasion of privacy, the big hand of government having oversight over the smallest aspects of your life. And folks, this is wrong, wrong on so many levels. So look out, folks. Here come the revenuers. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yeah, I mean, the revenuers sneaking up on the moonshine operation out yonder in the woods. But this is not that. This is a whole new deal. $10 million worth of weapons and tactical gear in the last 3 years? Really? 87,000 new IRS agents on tap? Wow. Oh, but only the billionaires are going to get audited. That's not going to work. This is not where we need to be. Ronald Reagan said, a government big enough to give you everything you need is also big enough to take away everything you have. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. I'm curious, revenuers. I mean, have you ever heard that phrase, boom? Was that new to you? I mean, you watched Andy Griffith.
I know Andy Griffith. I watched the Black and Whites.
Okay,
yeah,
outstanding.
I loved it when I was growing up.
Favorite Black and White?
I Love Lucy.
Oh,
I know, it's completely different.
If I could do a fist bump from here, yeah, I would.
I know. I loved that one. Yeah. My aunt was a big Lucy fan, so she's the one that got me hooked on those.
Lucy, I'm home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was classic. I used to just love. I mean, I went through this period of time too, like in high school, where I would just like sit down and watch three or four of these old black and whites in a row. And
oh yeah.
But I love the Beverly Hillbillies. I still love Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith is awesome.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think some of the wisdom of the world is on Andy Griffith.
I believe.
I mean, the world would be a better place if Andy was allowed to talk to more people. I just think. But yeah, so revenuers. And it's interesting that, you know, we joke about revenuers. We joke about, you know, the hunting down the moonshine still and going out there with an axe and breaking up some stills and, you know, hunting you down. Revenuers. But this whole Biden IRS thing, the more I think about it, the more irritated I get. But at the same time, I look at it and think how dangerous this is. I mean, this is absolutely not the way it's supposed to be. A government that big and bloated with no other intent except, I haven't done my job today unless I get somebody. What's that mean? They're going to be trying to get somebody on a regular basis. Few texts here, John from Huntsville just chimed in and says, yeah, it's Friday. You are so correct. Bruce from Hazel Green says, are we living in China, Sleepy Joe? I don't know to what extent he's speaking, but there you go. Richard from Madison, Big Brother is watching. He says, I hope BB can see my two pet birds, one in each hand. I'm not sure what. Oh, never mind. I got it. JT from Lacey Springs says, if billionaires are the only ones audited, I suspect we'll all become rich in the IRS's eyes. I totally agree, man. That's exactly right. John from Huntsville. It says, Phil, great monologue. Thank you, sir. I might only be 33 years old. Ah, now we know how old John is. I might only be 33 years old, but I really like watching those old sitcoms. I've probably seen every single episode of Andy Griffith at least 20 times. Also, I just want to say I hope Senator Melson has a speedy recovery. I was going to get to that here in 1 second. You are correct, John. So, yeah, I'll step aside and just make note of that right now. I was going to do it, you're right, when I get back to the top of the hour, but I'll just tell you now. So, yeah, he's a friend of mine, State Senator Tim Melson. I mean, we're not running buddies, but we serve together, and I think the world of him. But State Senator Tim Melson, who serves from up, I believe, in the Shoals area up in northwest Alabama, But anyway, he was on a junket to South Korea along with several others, including State Senator Arthur Orr, and apparently had a heart attack in South Korea. And I'm just told that it's a very serious situation. I've been asked not to say a few things that I'll just withhold. But what we do know from open news media reports is that State Senator Arthur Orr had to do CPR to save his life, but that he is currently in a very bad way. And press reports that his family is being flown over to be there. So very difficult situation. If you know Tim Melson, you just know he's just a class act. He actually had a liver transplant a few years back. So he's not had, you know, clean bill of health. But at the same time, I knew him to be a pretty vibrant personality. And enjoyed serving with him. And I don't know if this means he will be back in service or if, you know, he's going to have to get out no matter what. Praying for his health right now, praying for his family. State Senator Tim Melson from District 1, I believe, up in northwest Alabama. Have I got a caller on the line? I'm sorry, I was talking away, but I'm talking about something serious. Is that Alan? Alan from Hartsell. How you doing, buddy?
I'm upright and breathing, as
there you
usual.
Go. Glad to hear it.
Thankful for that.
What's on your mind?
You know, okay, you're talking about revenues and moonshine whiskey. Do you know anything about Highway 9 that runs down on the east side of Alabama?
I know of it, but I don't know what you're about to go down. Was there moonshining going on over there?
Well, here's the catch. If anybody ever saw the movie Robert Mitchum starred in called Thunder Road,
yeah,
it starts in North Carolina, through South Carolina, Georgia, into Alabama, and goes all the way down into South Georgia, into Florida. That was called Thunder Road. That was where the shine was coming from.
No kidding. That was a major shine route, huh?
That was the major road. I always thought about that when I, every time down around the Roanoke and Lynn, you know, on that side of the state. You know, driving those little two-lane roads that are barely blacktopped. I'm thinking, these are the same dirt roads that the shiners run down.
You're not going to try and tell me you were one of the ones running it, were you?
Oh, no, I wasn't. No, sir, I wasn't. But I have had relatives that did make it in that Alabama, so I can't say I'm completely in it.
I'm pretty sure if we got Ken one generation back, someone in our family ran shine somewhere. But all right, Alan, yeah. We got to run to a break, brother. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day. I'm just telling you. And that, and by the way, 6 foot road, I mentioned that. That's not far from here, Boom. I don't know if you've ever been out there. It's out by Big Oak Boys Ranch. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
6 foot road, yes. Out yonder in Ohatchee, Alabama.
Yes.
Ohatchee, Alabama. 6 foot road. You show up at the wrong time, wrong night, you might wind up 6 foot under. Hence the name of the road. Can you imagine the name of the road that?
I can't believe they named it.
that's like they're just flaunting it at that point. Got several more text messages. We'll jump on them as soon as we get back and then dive right into the first dipper, Hunter. Hunter hunts a new deal. Yeah, he's hunting hard right now. I don't know if that dog is going to hunt, but we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.